This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Each day we try to come to you with a message from the Word of God, one that can help you in your busy life to be more the kind of person that God Almighty would have you to be. Today I want to begin a special series of studies on the living message of the book of Job. The book of Job is truly an outstanding book. Of course, every book in the Bible is perfect, perfect for the purpose which God had in giving it to man. But the book of Job is special in a way because it deals with the problem of human suffering. And all of us are involved in suffering in some way or other. Each of us suffers. We know what pain is. We know what fear is. We know what agony is. And we know what it is to be around people who also are in trouble. Now, as we talk about the basic message of the book of Job and how it lives for men today, I want to be following the following format and expanding what I'm using as the outline of this book. We will look at 6 questions which are raised either explicitly or implicitly in the book of Job. These questions will be set out and considered briefly. Secondly, from these questions, effort will be made to deduce the basic fundamental message of the book, that is, the fundamental message of the book of Job, and then effort will be made to show how this message applies to men now living. Now let's turn first of all, and I wish you would have your Bible handy as you listen to our study. We'll look at the prologue, the beginning, the sort of introduction to the book. And this is the matter of Job before he is involved in suffering. Chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. And I want, first of all, for us to look at the character of Job. He is a God-fearing man. Job was a very pious, God-fearing man, one who lived in obedience to God. In fact, in speaking to Satan, God himself said of Job that there is none like him in all the earth. The Bible says of Job that he was a perfect and upright man, one that feared God and escheweth or turned away from evil. Chapter 1, verses 1 and 8. Wouldn't it be wonderful for each one of us if God would say of us what he said of Job? There is none like him in all the earth, that it was a perfect and upright man, one that feared God. Now, secondly, let us look at Job's family and wealth, his wife and children. Job was a man of great material wealth. He was the owner of 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, and 5,000 she-asses. He was the greatest of all the men of the East, chapter 1 and verse 3. Also, he had a very great household, that is, many servants. He also had a wife and children, both sons and daughters. Job seemed to have loved them deeply. He offered sacrifice for his children and prayed for them regularly. Job was deeply grieved at the report of their death. Chapter 1, verses 13 to 21. Even in the loss of his children and his possessions, Job did not sin or charge God with having done evil. 6 outstanding, crucial questions are now to be raised in the book of Job. Each of these 6 questions will be considered under the following subheadings or questions. First, what person raised the question? Secondly, what were the circumstances which led to the asking of the question? And third, how was the question answered? The 6 questions are, does any man serve God for naught? Second, why am I a righteous man suffering so intensely? Third, could a just God allow a righteous man to suffer this way? Fourth, by implication, would the existence of evil or suffering prove the non-existence of God? 5, is it not the case that suffering has value in spiritual discipline? 6, can a mere man be a true judge of God's creative activity? The 6 questions will be considered in our next study. I'm so glad you've been with us today, and I hope you'll be with us tomorrow as we continue our study of the great book of Job and its living message for men today. Until then, may God bless and keep you, is our sincere prayer.